Scott with SJWildfire.com. Final Days Report, episode 394. Let's go over the Greater Los Angeles fires and 12 strategies from Satan to be mindful of. We're going to go deep into some topics that personally I have not seen anybody cover. I want to thank a couple listeners that sent me some insights of how these Luciferians are hijacking the narrative of prophecy. So we'll talk about that in the end as well. Wild time to be alive, my friends, but I'm going to actually put a lot of videos of all the evidence that something does not pass the sniff test in the end, and it's pretty well documented. For example, Firenados. I just listened to a podcast where a woman goes over different patents on how they can create wind, create these Firenados, so a microwave-type weapon, buildings burning inside with the smart meters. I have a couple compilations of smart meters catching on fire. Old podcast, people documented car windows melting and trees not burning, canceled fire insurance. Many people have covered that. And then obviously the miss water management of the water. But what are the objectives of this? Where will it go? What can we look in the future? So again, I'm going to memorialize this event with a compilation at the end. And then also, I put in a link, Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. A gentleman reads that document from the late 50s that USA Inc. denied, but it was so well written. It had so much resource and attention and I guess a higher level of education behind it. No way could that be a fraud, in my humble opinion. And 3 points, I'm telling you, that they actually outline. One, kill the creditor. With war and with different means, they need to kill the creditor. And point number two, politics is theater. If you're putting your faith in Trump, please. It's part of the Simpsons predictive programming, my friends. And they also talk about Mark of the Beast. They talk about it in a 50s style manner, but you need to peel back the onion with the technology they have, with everybody feeding their thoughts into social media, into search engines like Google, and all your purchases online, digital cash. I mean, they can move us in so many ways. Then there's this bio-digital hacking of you, hooking you up to AI, artificial intelligence as well. I mean, it puts Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars on a whole nother level plane. But hopefully you're saved and protected by the Holy Ghost, my friends. But I'm not going to play the Simpsons predictive programming. There are probably 3 or 4 videos out there if you do a search on YouTube for LA. But I thought what was interesting here is after LA burns, and it appears it was some sort of direct energy weapon, the only thing that survived was what it looked like a statue that was had blue tarp on it. So it doesn't pass the sniff test. Then they go on to say the mayor didn't rebuild. And I find it interesting. We're going to talk through, again, the 12 strategies. I'm going to bring up Governor Newsom. Now, the predictive programming on fire twisters and Firenados is hilarious. And again, I'm going to put a link below. Deborah Tavares, I just saw an interview from her about microwaves and 5G towers that can create wind and start these fires. This is wild because I have never seen this before. So is this manipulated, this Firenado? I mean, it's crazy. Now, I used to be a baseball player, and I have seen these on the baseball field. That's kind of the excuse they're using. But why have we never seen these before? And we've been predictive programmed with this via movies. What do you say in the comments? All right. If you follow my ministry, I don't buy the right-left political theater. I think it's a script, and I've been consistent about that for 3 years. Number one, they're making Trump a hero. They've built him up. It was just odd. The media was so against Trump. All of a sudden, he becomes president, and they're falling in line. You've watched a script. They beat him down, beat him down, beat him down. We've covered so many different headlines of them giving Trump this messiah presence. And then we've covered as well, a bunch of rabbis have declared Donald Trump their messiah. And I'm not saying Trump is the Antichrist, but let me step back. The Jewish Messiah will be your Antichrist. So from Times of Israel, is Donald Trump the Mashiach, the Messiah? That is your Antichrist. And Trump signed Noahide laws that will ultimately behead Christians.
My friend who lives in California, whose house burned, this is my one woke friend. I love this woman dearly, but she's woke. And amazingly, we've maintained our friendship. We kind of just don't talk about these subjects much, but she's woke. And she's like, MK, everyone I know is ready to vote Republican. She's like, everyone I know, all of her woke friends, all of her Dem friends, she was like, we're all talking about how soon we can get Republican leadership into these offices. I mean, that is saying something.
LA County cut fire budget while spending heavily on DEI woke items. Midnight Scroll Transgender Cafe. We pay the highest taxes in California. Our fire hydrants were empty. But thank God drug addicts are getting their drug kits. People are fed up. So continuing on making Trump a hero, you need to peel back the onion with Are You Enjoying the Show? Founders Report, Episode 370, The Purge Program, because Trump's going to come in and look like a savior on lawlessness. He's going to go after those gangs that were stealing in shops, which is a good thing, but it was allowed to happen by design. And so last night, I had a dream that I was on an airplane talking to a woman next to me, and I saw destruction. I don't know if it was the fire. I just saw the shopping mall that was dilapidated. It was bad. And then all of a sudden it came back to life and it was beautiful. And in my spirit, Trump was building these beautiful areas, these beautiful, I guess, rejuvenation projects. And then he made it where there could be no roaming gangs. And if you really look at those gangs that go in and steal, massively steal in shops, they're typically black kids, black youth. And we were talking about segregation, how there were segregation policies. And the woman I was sitting next to on the plane was like, shh, shh, there's a black woman sitting across the way. And I got the sense too, the rich were getting richer and the poor, poorer. We'll see. We'll see, my friends. But if The Simpsons is predicting it correctly, they're going to make Newsom look like a fool and nothing is going to get rebuilt in the greater surrounding LA area. And then Trump's going to be the hero. They need to make Trump the hero, my friends. And you got to remember, you might be sitting back. You've been played. Satan on the left is defiling everything that's wicked and evil, defiling our kids, lawlessness, open borders. And then Lucifer comes in as false light, but it's this new age false light. It's not Christianity, my friends. It's not Christianity. They'll probably launch free energy devices. They're going to launch ways that you can live forever. All this tech, it's all by design. You're watching a playbook. Remember Trump's uncle was privy to Tesla's inventions? All right, number three, AI monitoring and infrastructure. We are getting so primed by headlines like this. Wildfire looters show LA's law and order DA faces uphill battle in changing culture of lawlessness. Homeless man with a flame floor busted on suspicion of arson near LA's Kenneth Fire after residents detain him. Of course, it's lawlessness. And I was just listening to Deborah Tavares, I think her last name is, talking about an earlier fire, how they were bussing looters in to cover up the crimes, my friends. So what will be the solution of this lawlessness, the open borders of illegals voting, ID 2020, and this AI monitoring infrastructure? Pay with your hand, pay with your face, ID 2020, this digital biohack, this passive surveillance system with these poles everywhere, and driverless cars. That was why we saw the PSYOP with that soldier blowing himself up at Trump Tower with a Tesla vehicle to get you to buy those things. Not buying it. It's a enslavement grid system. Do you remember when Trump said he wants to have biometric surveillance at the border and all throughout the United States for the illegals? Please, J.D. Vance, his connection with Palantir, that is Big Brother 1984 on steroids. Trump brought you 5G that measures you under the skin, measures that nanostack, communicates at the cell level. So Trump will bring in this AI enslavement system via government efficiency. We've covered it 3 or 4 times. Subscribe and check out the old VCasts. All right, number 4, martial law. Fox News and their Fox are playing, we need martial law in LA. And the right, my right friends are like, yeah, martial law, folks. Martial law suspends the Constitution, which I think has been thrown away anyways. But martial law is the replacement of civilian government by military rule and the suspension of civil legal processes for military powers. They're dreaming on both sides, the right and the left, to bring in martial law. Don't fall for it. Wings of the same bird.
This is biblical level destruction. And the city of LA is hosting the Olympics in 4 years. There's no way we can showcase LA to the world. A full federal takeover is needed. Invoke the Stafford Act. The state's overwhelmed. Martial law might have to be declared. Martial law might have to be declared.
And again, go back to Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. Highly recommend you look on my Telegram account or Gab account or the link I'm putting below. And I might do a podcast on it, just commenting on it with today's technology. All right. They want not only AI to monitor you with pre-crime and everything else. They want AI to control all the resources. And this will be part of your social credit score, but this will be the smart gadgets of water, of electricity. And ultimately, this looks totally staged where this woman runs up to Governor Newsom and says, everything burned down. There's no water in the fire hydrants. Will this happen next time? He's like, it better not. They're going to say we need to control our infrastructure and take it away from illiterate men and women, people that are not competent, and give it to AI. Can you see it? I mean, but this is total acting, in my humble opinion. What are your thoughts?
Governor, I live here, Governor. That was my daughter's school, Governor. Please tell me what you're going to do. I'm not going to hurt him, I promise.
I'm literally talking to the president right now to specifically answer the question of what we can do for you and your daughter.
Can I hear it? Can I hear your call? Because I don't believe it.
I'm sorry. There's literally, I've tried 5 times. That's why I'm walking around to make the
why
call.
Why is the president not taking your call?
Because it's not going through.
Why?
So I have to get cell service.
So let's get it. Let's get it. I want to be here when you call the president.
I appreciate it. I'm doing that right now.
Everyone who went to school there, they lost their homes. They lost 2 homes because they were living in one and building another. Why was there no water in the hydrants, Governor?
That's all literally.
Is it going to be different next time?
It has to be. Has to be. Of course.
Is it going to be different next time? Now, I don't get involved in the whole who is who and is the person a boy or a girl. I mean, it is fascinating and cloning, but this was creepy. Fire chief, her name, last name is Crowley, and then you put up Aleister Crowley next to Crowley. I'm just saying, what do you say in the comments? It looks odd. I'm curious if she is actually related to Aleister Crowley, the most wicked man in the world, because it fits the narrative of Hollywood stars getting their homes burnt down, because in Maui, people called out how all these Hollywood stars didn't get their places burned. But now this burn, you're getting them impacted. And so we have this B-minus actress talking about her situation, and next to it, and I'm going to compliment Nations Conspire for flagging this, you have 6 and then 3. So that means 666 in the occult world. They need to tell you what is happening here, my friends. But number 6 is a war on property rights, right? We've already covered fire insurance canceled. I had a dream years ago that I've covered. I think it was called Weather Weapons, Check Your Insurance. And it was about weather hitting certain homes and they were sinking and insurance would not cover that home. But it was done by design. It was a land grab. This is what this reminds me of as well. There's a video I saw where the fires broke out, the path where the fires broke out for a train system in a lot of these different areas. So I'm going to be curious about eminent domain and train public works projects. Need to think about legal manipulation. Will they change the laws to favor their agenda, making it difficult for ordinary citizens to rebuild? All right, number seven, inflation. No one's really talking about this, and this fits Seal 3. I'm not going to read Seal 3. You can go to Revelation 6 and read Seal 3 about how your dollar won't stretch. We're seeing growth. We're seeing those pains right now. But here's an article from Daily Mail. Why LA fires will hit almost every American in the pocketbook. Really, it talks about insurance. And we need to think about this and parlay this to Elon's robot army and artificial intelligence taking over white collar jobs. Elon Musk on why the world needs a universal basic income. Check out our series, Is Elon Musk the False Prophet? Founders Report, episode 378. I think we did three or four different podcasts thereof. But this is going to hit inflation, and even more so, it's going to poison the air and soil. This is a big deal. We did a podcast, 8 or 9 reasons for the toxic takedown of the United States. They can actually go, if your land is poison, and confiscate your home. Toxic takedown in the United States. And I was in the food industry. California is a huge producer of food. California produces 11% of the agriculture value in the United States. It's the largest producer of agriculture products in the country and the fifth largest supplier of food and agriculture products in the world. So now all of a sudden that land is going to be poisoned. This insight compliments of Steve Quayle and Mike Adams. California's food supply is being poisoned by forever chemicals, dioxins from Natural News. You can go read that article. And then I was listening to another podcast. This person was saying with these toxins, if your house survives, you got to tear out the drywall. You got to tear out any insulation. You got to get rid of all your carpet. All of this toxicity will be there. So what does this fuel? It fuels medical bills. This sicko world treating you with their big pharma. This evil is so brilliantly wicked if you're wicked, because it's going to get even more deep. There's a thing called disaster capitalism. On stopthecrime.net, you need to look up the video, and I'm going to put it in the write-up below, how to make billions with fire, hurricanes, and wars. They're called catastrophic bonds. So the way it was described in a couple of these videos I watched is, if they know where there's going to be a catastrophe, they can bet on it. They can do their predictive modeling and make billions off of it. And the next one they're working on is actually betting against cyber attacks. So if you bet on it and you create it, it's almost like going to the lottery knowing the numbers. You can predict the future. And this fits these catastrophe bonds, making money on evil. This fits Governor Newsom talking about the Marshall Plan. Governor Gavin Newsom vows a Marshall Plan and suspends environmental laws to help rebuild LA after wildfires. Now, I'll be curious about that. Will they make the laws more stringent? And for those of you who don't know the Marshall Plan, it is basically when the U.S. government supported the rebuild of Western Europe after World War II. Transferred about $174 billion in today's money for economic development. But this making money on catastrophes, either via land grab or rebuilding, it's the same playbook as create a war, destroy it, and then get the contract to rebuild that said country. It's evil, my friends. But I just thought it was interesting. The left, you need to see this. The left is calling for a Marshall Plan, but with two L's, which is getting money, right, to support. And people are so dumbed down, they don't even know what the Marshall Plan is. And then on the right, they're talking about martial law. You see how both wings of the bird kind of feed their sides of this whole nonsense? I mean, this is wild. So that's number nine. All right. I want to go into Governor Newsom's body language, because people around the world are howling. This is from Times of India. California wildfires. Is he on cocaine? Gavin Newsom trolled for bizarre body language.
We're dealing with a myriad of issues. I was just talking to Josh Green, the governor down in Hawaii, who had some ideas around some land use concerns he has around speculators coming in, buying up properties, and the like. So we're already working with our legal teams to move those things forward, and we'll be presenting those in a matter of days, not just weeks.
I mean, it was weird. And I'm going to put a video of a body language expert on Governor Newsom, because he basically did something very interesting. He said it looks like when you play the video without knowing the context, it looks like he just won a sporting event or a big bet. It looks like he is having delight. He used the words completely disconnected. Folks, you need to break from the right left. Number 10, where everybody I think mostly is covering, is the whole smart city. Smart LA 2028, Newsom announces Marshall Plan to rebuild a new Los Angeles. We already have a team reimagining LA 2.0. And this was creepy. His video, again, was very creepy, disconnected. Maybe he hasn't slept, but this all looks like a psychopath is delivering this message. But again, I personally think they're on the same team. And when you think about this smart city, this is forced relocation. And it's also bullet point number 11. It's social engineering, promote ideologies to keep the population divided and distracted from the real issues. And then parlaying the smart city into this AI governance, this AI big brother, this biodigital hack, you're going to have technological dependency, make society heavily dependent on technology, then control access to it. They're going to build smart cities, my friends. But this is the wings of the same bird. And I go back to my dream. If Newsom fails rebuilding, but then Trump comes in as the hero, and the rich get richer and the poor, it'll be interesting to see that whole thing net out.
My humble position, and it's not just being naively optimistic, that only reinforces the imperative moving quickly, doing in the spirit of collaboration and cooperation. President of the United States, Donald Trump, to his credit, was helpful in getting the Olympics to the United States of America, to get it down here in LA. We thank him for that. This is an opportunity for him to shine, for this country to shine, for California and this community to shine. The opportunity with all of that and all that opportunity and that pride and spirit that comes from not just hosting those three iconic games and venues, but also the opportunity, I think, to rebuild at the same time. And that's why we're already organizing a Marshall Plan. We already have a team of looking and reimagining LA 2.0. And we're making sure everyone's included, not just the folks on the coast, people here that were ravaged by this disaster.
You just said you're organizing a Marshall Plan for the rebuilding of California. What is that Marshall Plan? Tell us about this Marshall Plan.
We're just starting to lay out. I mean, we're still fighting these fires. So we're already talking to city leaders. We're already talking to civic leaders. We're already talking to business leaders and nonprofits. We're talking to labor leaders. We're starting to organize how we can put together a collection of individuals on philanthropy for recovery, how we can organize the region, how we can make sure that we are seeking federal assistance for the Olympics more broadly, but also federal assistance for the recovery efforts, and how we can galvanize the community with folks that love this community to really develop a mindset so that at scale, we're dealing with the scope of this tragedy and responding to it at scale with efficiency, like the executive order I talked about, time value of delivering projects, addressing building codes, addressing permitting issues, and moving forward to rebuilding and being more resilient. That's why we're already organizing a Marshall Plan. We already have a team of looking and reimagining LA 2.0.
All right, let's do the last one. And I want to compliment electromagnetic radiation, this person's Telegram account. Great information on this Telegram account about this bio-digital convergence, a lot of white papers. And so I get a lot of good insights and tips there. And this was written to me by this person. As I have always said, they're covering up, and I'm putting here hijacking the narrative truth. So let me read that again. As I've always said, they are covering up the birth pains and their agenda is all about using it to their advantage whilst they blame climate change or have people believe it is all their doing, their fault. They're exhaling carbon dioxide, right? And I just thought this was very interesting because I've always said in my ministry, everything is a counterfeit. You know, the AI all-knowing fake God, 6G fake Holy Ghost, running AI with brain cells. I think the Antichrist will have a fake resurrection with the Dream Man in 2008 and show up as a hologram. So there's trickery and it's fake. But I'm convinced these Luciferians and high-powered witches, I've met a couple. I don't know if they're high-powered, but I've met witches who know Jesus Christ is real, and they know the Bible's real. They're at war with the Bible. So these Luciferians know God's word is true. And so they're priming us, in my humble opinion, they're priming us with their trickery, with their patents, with their controlling the weather by 2025 to bring us into this beast system, their fake God, this mark of the beast system that's being rolled out, their carbon tracker, anything smart, measuring you, controlling everything because they know what's coming. World Economic Forum, my carbon, an approach for inclusive and sustainable cities. They're brainwashing us. This fits the strange lights in the sky, right? The second moon. If you follow my ministry, I've had many dreams of stars or planets, moon-looking things at night coming down and just excuses. Some people that believe in a globe would call it Planet X. Orbs everywhere, but these are signs above what's coming on the earth. It's predicted in Matthew 24. So they know it and they're hijacking it. And I think this is very, very intriguing. This is from the Daily Star. Mystery orbs filmed soaring over California wildfires weeks after drone frenzy. I'm going to show a video that went viral of something strange that shot in during these fires. And we know God in the end will burn it all up. And again, I think these Luciferians are hijacking it. But let's just read some scripture that just shows what we can expect in the future. And we can't fear any of this stuff, but we cannot be deceived. But let's read Revelation 8, verse 7. The first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, so hail, and they were cast upon the earth, and a third part of the trees was burnt up, and green grass was burnt up. Keep that one in mind when I show you the next video. Revelation 16, verses 8 and 9, and the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and the power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat and blasphemed the name of God, which hath power over these plagues. This is interesting. It's like scorching with fire, but then they're plagues, right? And they repented not to give him glory. This reminds me, too, of Revelation 9. It talks about plague, but it sounds like war. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief of the night. This to me is post-trib rapture, and a lot of my listeners are pre-trib. Some are mid-trib. Personally, I'm post-trib. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also, the works that are therein shall be burned up. So everything's going to burn in the end. I wrote a book, Seal One Is Open, that primes the fourth beast kingdom that is iron, graphene oxide mix, and clay U. And I think they'll have waves of it. And what I'm looking for is the next seal 2, 3, and 4 seals to have continuous motion on them. And seal 4 is the big one with World War III. And you can just see things are about ready to explode. We'll see where this all heads. But I want to play this video of this guy. This was caught right during the fires,
okay? And we see something very strange flying around in the sky that, I don't know, let's just look what this could be. Wow. See that? Oh, look at the speed of this thing. Now this is real time, by the way, okay? This is real time. This is not sped up. So this object here, you see it's like quite far away, right? This is zoomed into the wildfire from, I would say, a few miles of distance. And so this object zooms across the sky at a tremendous speed. Now, Wow. Let's increase contrast a bit, friends. Let's increase contrast a bit and let's have a look again at the flight trajectory. Look at this. Look at this thing. Whoop, 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 whoop. Like, come on. An airplane? Yeah. That's a really fast airplane flying right through the smoke and the wildfires. A drone? Too big and too fast to be a drone. So, like seriously, look at the speed of this thing. What, an F-16 or whatever, a jet fighter flying through the fires, flying through the smoke? And it looks absolutely white. You know, it looks completely white. Look at this. Look at this thing here. Like, it is super, like, the shape and how white it is.
Some people think it might be a missile. What do you say in the comments? All right. Again, stealing the narrative. They know what's coming. Now, some other scripture in terms of burning it all down. And the stars of heaven fell onto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. Mark 13:25, and the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken. A lot of these are just that right before Christ comes back. There's some markers, I think, that need to happen before this. But I'm going to cover another dream that I've mentioned before. Matthew 24:29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Now, this dream that I want to revisit, I saw a bunch of, at nighttime, a bunch of, for lack of a better way to describe them, planets or moons. They were glowing like the moon at night. One of them even had the Saturn rings around it, and they were close. And they were trying to chemtrail the living daylight of it, but all of a sudden the clouds broke. We could see it. And I was with this very cocky person I know, a doctor that I know that is very, very smart, very articulate, very nice person, but believes the mainstream news. And he basically went on to say, the mainstream news said this is a reflection of our solar system, and it happened to hit over here. I'm like, you really believe that? This is so bright. It's bright. It's as bright as the moon. And some of these objects are bigger than the moon. And it reminded me, this dream, of that, I don't know if it was a psyop or what, but actually I had some friends send me pictures of that second moon. Do you remember that picture or that second moon that hit the summer? So something is coming. And when I had this dream, I was thinking about the scientist from the 50s who said the moon is a plasma.
One thing, you have a theory about the moon, and we expect to be able to get observable facts about the moon fairly soon. What is your theory?
Well, it is by now rather more than a theory. 10 or 11 years ago, I stated to various scientists that the moon is not a piece of rock, but it is a plasma phenomenon, a cosmic plasma, and that this fact will eventually be confirmed. I made certain predictions which were already confirmed in 1958, and the situation now is coming close to a complete confirmation.
What will be the result if you are proved to be correct in your theories?
The result will be profound and decisive, because it will give proof that a complete reinvestigation of the laws of nature is necessary. Because if the moon is a plasma, no man will ever land on it. The soft landing attempts will all fail. That means that the mass of the moon is less, far less, than is currently assumed. It's in a different state of energy, and it has far less mass. That means there is no more explanation for the tides. If the moon, for example, had only a thousandth part of its current mass, then the tides would only be 2 inches high under conventional theories, instead of sometimes 14 feet. And that means that if it is proved that the moon is a plasma, then all gravitational theories are out, and the new concept of the cosmos and of its laws has to be evolved.
Aren't you being a bit adventurous, though, because you know that we're going to be able to test out your theories on the moon fairly soon?
Well, not anymore. 11 years ago, of course, it was rather taking a risk. I was considered a lunatic, of course. But by now, the evidence, accumulated evidence, is already so much in my favor that I'm not taking any risks anymore. On the contrary, there is scientific views expressed all over the world now that the moon seems to be of a quite different nature of what was assumed.
But the Americans and Russians are thinking of landing men on it.
Well, that will never happen.
He said, there's no way we're going to the moon. If you think we really went to the moon, just do your due diligence and research. The shadows don't make any sense. They even came out with a movie from Hollywood. So something's coming on. And I think the point here is hijacking of the narrative, this counterfeit. And if they have some time before it gets very, very serious, before the waves start roaring, before we start seeing these fearful sights coming from heaven, they're gonna launch this Mark of the Beast system to enslave you. All the points, 12 points that we've talked about. So have your head on a swivel, my friends. All of this makes sense. And all of this reminds me of Satan has but a short time. Get saved, my friends. God bless. Please share. I'm gonna put a whole bunch of videos in just to make sure that we document this event. God bless.
This was supposed to be the water to put out the Palisades fire. This is the Santa Ynez Reservoir. It's the water supply, basically, for the Palisades. When they first started fighting the Palisades fire, they ran out of water extremely quickly. Wednesday, 3 a.m., they were basically out. And there's been a lot of talk on why this happened. So how long has this reservoir been empty for?
Since February of last year. There was no communication from the Department of Water and Power to LAFD that there was a water supply issue.
The firefighters, when they started fighting the fires, no one informed them that the reservoir was empty.
This reservoir holds 117 million gallons of water. The fire department was using a water supply from 3 backup tanks, each one only holding 1 million gallons of water.
They say it's closed for maintenance to repair the lid that's on top of it. I don't know a lot about reservoir maintenance, but there's literally no construction materials our vehicles anywhere in sight. Also, with a reservoir like this, you can refill it or start to refill it. So another question is, if they saw the Santa Ana winds were coming and we have this remarkably dry wet season, why was there no attempt to start refilling it back up? I know I threw a lot out there, but I think we need some answers, guys. Some real
And I'm here with Shane and our special guest, Robert Brame. He is a forensic arborist. He's been studying plant life for over 50 years. He's visited 43 fire aftermaths and has taken 121 trips to these locations and been studying plant life for at least 50 years, backpacking all over the country, and studying these fires for 7 years. So thank you so much, Robert, for being here. Before we get started, please subscribe if you haven't already, and like, comment, and share this video so we can let as many people know what's really going on here. So with that, I'll introduce Robert, and welcome, Robert.
Well, howdy, how are you doing today?
Very good, thank you. So share with us the information that you've collected, and I know you're familiar with, you know, kind of what I've been reporting on.
Right.
So, and I know you have a lot of great images, so I'll let you.
Yeah. Out of all these aftermaths, these 43, perhaps 3 or maybe 4 were natural occurring fires that we know of that I might have seen somewhere in the High Sierra. Generally, in 50 years backpacking the whole Sierra at all elevations, maybe I've seen one forest fire, and it never chased us out of the mountains. Now, they shut down the Pacific Crest Trail, close huge areas, and burn up to 1 million acres statewide. Every year, it's the same thing. So it piqued my interest 7 years ago when I saw some pictures of Santa Rosa, and they didn't make sense to me. My background is studying all wildflowers, ferns, shrubs, vines, and trees. And mostly natives, but in the last 33 years, everything imported to California, I've learned a great deal of plants. That's what I've always done. So I'm going to share my screen here. Does that fill up the page well? So I like to start with this photo because people are wondering what a real forest fire looks like.
Yeah.
People in the city have no clue. This is common for a horrific firestorm. This is what's left. They all look like this. There's nothing left. Perhaps this was a year or two before because the plant life's growing back already. But it burns the twigs, the needles, the branches. Even the trees will burn down, sometimes to a low stump or even a hole in the ground. This is what a common one looks like to me. Not like this one. This is, there'll be some photos.
ChatGPT が完全体になりました。ついに動画生成 AI、ソラが登場。あなたは知っていましたか？今までテキストや画像、プログラミングの
photographs in my showing here that are from the air, none of those are mine. They're all from various people. I just borrow them off the internet. This was the big coffee park fire in Santa Rosa in 2017, where 4,700 homes were turned to white ash. Incidentally, when I get to these locations, it's rare I find any blackened wood. Normal house fire, put them out. There's always a degree of black and carbon. And here, no. I've been to a lot of aftermaths now, and none of them had a house that had any, well, it was almost all white, rare to find black.
Hey, why is that? Why is everything reduced to white ash versus?
Well, I'm going to have to say it's because of the extreme heat, but that's my educated guess. It's a different kind of flame. To me, these are microwave-based flames. It's in that arena. I don't know the composition of these flames, but they don't work very well in organic material. The organic material dries out, turns a light shade of green, maybe even brown, but it never really burns up like a normal forest fire. Unless it's in really close proximity to any metal or even water, like a creek, riparian corridors. I've noticed those trees will be decimated also. And I believe that's just the water is a conduit for this, these electrical weaponry, for lack of a better term. I mean, here's Santa Rosa. This was a firestorm. They told the public the fire was moving 8 or 9 football fields a minute. And look at the trees. Why aren't they missing along with the houses? Many of these are pine family relatives. Eucalyptus against that road there, or whatever that is, against the road. Those are eucalyptus back there, the round ones. Those are so flammable, a cigarette lighter in your hand can light those on fire. A green leaf, light them right on fire. And I've not seen that in all the aftermaths. I don't find eucalyptus trees burned up. That's some strange.
Is that why in Maui, the boats, is that why you think all the boats burned on the water?
Yes, whoever's directing these weapons, they might go to the right or left farther than they need to or whatever, but that's what I believe got the boats. I don't believe flying ashes went out there and lit these boats on fire. I believe there's a lot of metals on the boats, and that's actually what was combusting, the reaction that the microwave technology has on the metals, whether they're ferrous or not. I don't believe they're flying ember story at all.
Yeah.
This is another one of coffee.
The Sandoval family escaped to a neighbor's home, and firefighters determined this is where it started. A few months later, in September 2015, another fire started in a similar spot at this fireball home. And Jose Valdez says he had a sinking suspicion that day.
A month before the house caught on fire, PG&E had came and left us a little flyer saying they were going to come out and install a new smart meter in our house.
Valdez says he and his family cleared out of the house safely, and they could only watch the flames spread from the side of their garage.
This is a chart for my neighbor's car that was burned here.
While firefighters doused the house in water, they say they also noticed several people from PG&E. Valdez says one of them removed the smart meter while the house was still burning. Fireball's fire chief saw the same thing, and he says his investigation concluded the fire was most likely caused by a problem in the electrical panel.
And that problem in the electrical panel, in my belief, was the smart meter that was installed in the panel by PG&E.
The Valdez family and the Sandovals are both suing PG&E, claiming smart meter malfunctions set their homes on fire. And they're not alone. The electric company is facing at least five similar lawsuits statewide. Its representatives deny any liability and say they stand behind the safety of the company's smart meters.
A faulty CPS electrical meter is to blame for a house fire this morning. A malfunction caused the meter to explode and start sparking around 2:30 on West Wildwood. Firefighters were able to get into the home's attic and stop the fire from spreading. The family will be displaced until the fried meter is repaired.
Nearly every home in the metro has one, but the devices used to track your electricity could suddenly catch fire and put you and your family at risk. 41 Action News investigator Andy Alcock uncovered the possible hidden danger and went to get answers from KCPNL.
Kansas City Power and Light is at the tail end of a 2.5-year project to install more than 700,000 smart meters across the metro like this one. It's a small part of the billions of dollars utilities have invested across the U.S. in smart meters. But there are serious concerns one Kansas City man experienced firsthand.
The burn marks are visible on Waverly Galbraith's Kansas City home. Here's what's left of the smart meter where the July fire started. These pictures show what his house looked like after the fire. Galbraith wasn't home when it started.
I got a call from a neighbor that said he said my house was on fire. But when I arrived, I found out that the meter had exploded.
A Kansas City Power and Light spokeswoman says the utility is investigating the fire, but she says this type of issue is rare in this area. KCPNL Vice President Chuck Casely's statement says, in part, out of more than 700,000 meters KCPNL has installed, we are only aware of a handful of meter malfunctions. There are multiple smart meter makers and different models. The company KCPNL uses has had past issues in other places. Despite few problems here, hundreds of thousands of smart meters have been recalled in the last several years across North America. And hundreds of fires have broken out, including in California, Texas, Florida, Nevada, Illinois, and across Canada.
It really is a very dangerous issue and should be treated as a real unprecedented emergency in your area.
Professor Curtis Bennett is in an ongoing Canadian legal battle over smart meters. Bennett sent us these thermal images showing a dangerous meter connection running too hot in a normal one.
Now you've got this plastic piece of junk on their property, and that's actually what's burning inside that meter base with the wires.
But Casely says KCPNL has had a total of six problems out of more than 700,000 meters. The utility has returned a couple meters which have overheated to their supplier. California insurance adjuster Norman Lamb currently has seven open smart meter fire claims. Of the dozens of smart meter fires he's investigated, he says overheating is the major issue.
Sparking. They are manufacturing too much heat.
Why would America's utilities spend billions of dollars to install smart meters? The old ones with the dials called analog meters only recorded electricity usage. Smart meters transmit your usage information to the power company. Canadian Brian Thiessen has spent hundreds of hours over 5 years researching smart meters. He's produced a video.
These fires are going to continue to happen because, again, the basic laws of electricity are being violated.
But KCPNL's statement says, at this point, we have found nothing that leads us to believe there is a problem or safety issue with the new meters. Galbraith has a different take. He was without power for over a month after his home smart meter fire. He says he's lucky the wood-shingled home didn't go up in flames.
Should homeowners be concerned, in your judgment?
I think so. I really do.
About 2,700 homes near Mahwah, New Jersey, have the state's first smart power meters, the latest gadget used by utilities to track how often the lights are on.
The smart meter is essentially a mini computer, if you will.
Unlike meters on most homes, smart meters send data from your home back to the power company every 15 minutes. Utilities don't just learn how much power you use, but can be alerted in real time to an outage caused by bad weather. The smart meter's ability to talk back to the utility has some people concerned information about their lifestyle and habits at home could fall into the wrong hands.
We will not be able to understand or tell what appliances are being used within the home, how much each appliance has consumed as far as energy goes.
Rockland Electric's a subsidiary of Orange and Rockland and say this is good. Some consumer groups disagree.
I don't know what their capabilities are. We do know that some smart meters produce data that has enough granularity that experts are able to go in and tell what kind of appliances people are using.
Despite concerns from groups like the ACLU, the utility says it's built cybersecurity into the meters and the software that runs them. But information still being gleaned.
They're building a profile on the consumer, not only their usage, but the time of day.
Rockland Electric says its privacy policy prohibits building consumer profiles or selling a customer's data. Clark Foraker, CBS 2 News.
And New Jersey Assemblyman Ronald Dance has sponsored legislation that would force utilities to reveal what type of data they keep and which third parties would have access to it.
And every conversation we're having about evacuations, that depopulation conversation is continuously coming up. That depopulation conversation is continuously coming up.
I could argue in the developed countries, the big winners are countries that have shrinking populations. Okay, that's something that most people never talked about. You know, we always used to think shrinking population is a cause for negative growth. But in my conversations with the leadership of these large developed countries that have xenophobic immigration policies, they don't allow anybody to come in, shrinking demographics, these countries will rapidly develop robotics and AI and technology. And if the promise, I didn't say it's going to happen, but if the promise of all that transforms productivity, which most of us think it will, we'll be able to elevate the standard of living of countries and the standard of living of individuals, even with shrinking populations. And so the paradigm of negative population growth is going to be changing. And the social problems that one will have in substituting humans for machines is going to be far easier in those countries that have declining populations. And so for those countries that have rising populations, the answer will be education, and so rapidly develop. You know, for those countries that do not have a foundation of rule of law or education, they're going to be left, that's where the divide's going to get more more extreme, and unfortunately,
mental and physical health first before we embark upon what is going to be a journey to rebuild these communities back and rebuild them better than they were when we started this fire.
Lock and Chain secures his old analog meter with a clear notice, attention, do not install smart meter. The retired mechanical engineer says smart meters are dangerous.
The smart meter is not safe for the following reasons. Again, it emits high frequency radio waves, and you don't feel them, you don't know about them, but they penetrate your body and they can cause health problems later on.
Slawinski says the radio waves go through concrete walls.
My bedroom is right next door, and it will emit high-frequency waves, so I'm worried about my health and my children's health.
And he has another concern.
They catch fire because there's very high voltage inside.
Now, as I just mentioned, dozens have been arrested in the L.A. area for stealing from homes after residents evacuated. In Malibu, one suspect was even dressed, get this, as a firefighter. And in Mandeville Canyon, two thugs were caught on the homeowner's Ring camera.
Two of these individuals did is on the night of both January 8th and the early morning hours of January 9th. They went ahead and committed residential, first-degree residential burglary and looting. They stole over $200,000, as been alleged by the charging documents.
Joining me now is Alex Villanueva, former sheriff of L.A. County. Sheriff, police are already overwhelmed.